Belarus, a country in Eastern Europe, is being accused of bringing migrants from war-torn and impoverished countries to its capital, Minsk, and then encouraging them to illegally cross the border into the EU. It is in revenge for economic sanctions the EU placed on the Belarusian regime. Poland estimates 16,000 people have illegally crossed in its border with Belarus since August. NPR's Rob Schmitz was on that border last week. Rob, Poland says hundreds of migrants are crossing into its country each day. Were you able to talk to any of them?
Yeah, and after we arrived at the border town of Sokolka, my producer and I heard that police were looking for two migrants wandering around the town. We went outside to check, and a few minutes later, we found police officers with two men who looked exhausted.
Español.
¿Y usted?
And you can hear me speaking to them in Spanish here. The two men were from Cuba.
Yeah, Poland's border with Belarus, I wouldn't imagine, Rob, is a typical place where you'd find Cubans, at least I wouldn't think.
No, these are the forests of Eastern Europe, quite a distance from the Caribbean. I asked them how they had gotten here.
Havana, Moscow. Moscow, Belarus.
Belarus.
Okay. They said they had visas for Belarus. They flew from Havana to Moscow, and a smuggler drove them to Belarus. They said Belarusian soldiers helped them climb through razor wire into Poland, and for the past 10 days, they had been hiking through forests, sleeping under piles of leaves, and they were caught by Poland's border patrol twice. Each time, they were taken back to Belarus. And that's where Daniel Machado Puyol says soldiers beat him with batons before sending them back to Poland. He shows me his legs. They're cut, bruised, and swollen, and he can barely walk. After we were pushed back, they beat us badly, and they refused to give us food or water, and now we're going on 10 days with hardly anything to eat or drink, he says. They've been drinking water from a river and eating raw corn from the fields. He's starving, and he says he feels like a ball that's being tossed between Poland and Belarus. Nobody wants him. He's not alone.
Some of them are Iraqi, some of them are Kurds. There are people from Yemen, from Syria. There are people from African countries like Nigeria, Cameroon.
Kalina Dzwanag works for the humanitarian organization Fundacja Ocalania, which is delivering food and water to migrants, helping them with asylum applications. She says the government of Belarus is orchestrating this crisis.
They are inviting them to Belarus, saying that they can cross EU border from there. And they are getting like a 7-day visa or a stamp.
And then Belarusian soldiers escort them to the border and help them illegally cross it. Dzwanag says when Polish border guards catch them, they're supposed to allow them to apply for asylum. Instead, they're putting most of them in vans and taking them back to Belarus, where soldiers often beat them and send them back to Poland again. At least 5 migrants have died, and Dzwanag fears more will perish as the weather gets colder. She says the other day she found a group from Iraq with 3 young children suffering from hypothermia.
They were very, very cold. The youngest child, we didn't really see if she was breathing. We had to get her warm, so she started to breathe normally. We couldn't get in contact with the younger children because they were so weak.
Dzwanag called an ambulance, and Poland's border patrol took 2 children and 2 adults, but sent a 6-year-old child with 5 adults back to Belarus. But not everyone is sent back. A Syrian family who wouldn't give their names for fear of being caught spoke to NPR at a local homeless shelter. The father, a psychologist whose family fled war, says he paid a travel agency $16,000 to secure visas to Belarus and to be escorted to the Polish border. He, his wife, and their 2 young children crossed a river and hiked through dense forest for 12 hours before being caught. He says his son's spirit kept him going.
He was just saying to me, Daddy, don't just lose my hand, just catch my hand, and I will keep walking. He's my hero.
He thinks Poland did not send his family back because they were suffering from hypothermia, they had young children, and they have a good chance of being granted asylum in the EU.
This phenomenon we've been witnessing recently is a kind of weaponization of migration.
Marcin Przydacz is the deputy foreign minister of Poland. He says Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko and his financial backer, the Russian president Vladimir Putin, have launched a hybrid attack on the European Union. After the EU accused Lukashenko of stealing his country's last election, it placed economic sanctions on Belarus. And Przydacz says this migration crisis is Lukashenko's plot to destabilize Europe. Lukashenko denies all of this. When I asked Przydacz why Poland is violating European Union law and the UN Geneva Conventions by sending these refugees back to Belarus without processing them, he stands his ground.
If we allow more and more people to cross the border, then Mr. Lukashenko, who's doing also business on that, will invite even more of those people. So what should we do?
Meanwhile, activists along the border report that Belarusian soldiers are becoming more violent when Poland's border guards send back migrants.
Rob, Poland says Belarusian President Lukashenko has turned human trafficking into a business. Any evidence of that?
Yes. A Polish journalist found a trove of documents left behind by a group of migrants along the border. He shared these documents with us. There are lists of travelers from Iraq, receipts of payment made to Belarusian travel agencies for flights to Belarus on a state-owned airline, and receipts of stays at state-run hotels. There are also signatures of Belarusian officials who made all of this happen. What's also telling is at the beginning of the year, there was only one flight a week from Iraq to Belarus. Now there are several from multiple cities. Iraqi Airways says their flights are sold out through November. And that's just Iraq. There are flights coming from Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
Going back to that Cuban man you met at the beginning of the story, what's the latest with him?
Well, I've been in touch with his family. They tell me that after I interviewed him, Doniel was sent back to Belarus. When he got there, soldiers beat him up again, and they beat the other Cuban man he was traveling with so badly that they fractured his skull. The two men are still along the border, injured, scared, and still hoping to make it to the European Union.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz, who just returned from a reporting trip to the border of Poland and Belarus. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thank you.